Yo, welcome to the show today. This is Flatbed Radio. We haven't done this in a while. It's been 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. So it's Mitchell again with me today, and we have a guest, like one of our old guests coming back again. B.A., what's up?
Your favorite guest, by the way.
Yo, we knew the...
Oh, shit.
Okay. Low-key, I think he's actually our favorite guest. Like
favorite guest, man, yeah.
Good episode with him. So he's back again. This probably would be our... I think this would be our last episode of the semester. And, but yeah, we're trying to make this a good show today. We have a lot of shit to talk about. Stuff we were supposed to talk about 2 weeks ago, but I guess we didn't have the chance to.
Yeah.
But like, how are you all doing today? How are you doing today? You know, with summer approaching, it's really sunny outside. It's really warm. It's a good day.
Very blessed day today.
How about you, Mitchell?
It's warm.
It's warm?
It's warm.
It's warm.
Have you all getting ready for finals and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So first I'm going to pose this question to you guys. Because about 2 weeks ago, me and Mitchell were having a conversation. Okay, actually, no. Let's skip that. We'll go back to that later.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you guys listened to that new Schoolboy Q? No?
Unfortunately, no.
No. Like the song.
Yeah, the song.
Yeah.
You've listened to it?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, it's okay, but I don't listen to the school. Like,
you know. Oh, you're not a fan?
Yes.
It's okay. Then, how about any new albums? Anyone listen to any new albums lately?
Nav.
From Nav.
Rich the Kid. Do you mean like albums that just came out?
Yeah, albums that just came out.
Yeah, Nav, Rich the Kid. Who else? Let's see. I've listened to Da Baby's album. You guys know who that is?
Yeah, I know Da Baby. The guy's been doing freestyles on Facebook for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that he's also Free Uzi too. Free Uzi.
Yeah, Uzi finally dropped.
Finally dropped back, so he's back in town. Really happy about that.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, that song, it doesn't even say anything about his situation.
Yeah, I was expecting it to touch about his situation, but I guess, like, it dropped on Apple Music, like, last night, and then this morning, it's gone.
Really?
Yeah, I checked. Like, I've been trying to listen to it all day, and it's gone.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, it's on Tidal.
Yeah, probably why. They're trying to make me change my subscription to Tidal.
No. So I feel it's probably what's...
I heard it's $6.99.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, because when I was going to pay, it was like $12.99.
It's not even on Tidal anymore.
Or you have Tidal?
Yeah.
And it's not on Tidal too?
Yeah. I think, what's the name? Removed it. His old record label. Or his record label right now. Removed
Rock
it.
Nation? Why would Rock Nation...
Not Rock Nation.
Rock Nation isn't his label.
I thought he hasn't signed.
I don't believe he has signed yet.
It's probably...
What? But he's under, like, if you check the Rock Nation website, he's listed there, so...
They probably still have some legal issues and stuff to get, like, over with.
Yeah.
Also, I guess none of us really know what's really going on with this Uzi situation.
Yeah, that's probably what's going on. He still has
legal
things with what's the name of his?
Not Atlantic.
DJ Drama and Don.
Yeah, DJ Drama's label. So that's probably why he hasn't dropped anything yet.
It's just really confusing because, like, they already, like, from like what I've read and stuff, they're like, they've already given him like permission to drop his album and just start dropping music again. So it's just like, it's just kind of weird, but still, I guess he's still on lockdown. So Free Uzi all over again.
Yeah.
So how about that Nav album? I've been thinking since the album dropped and since the Deluxe album came out, I'm thinking so far in music, Nav is having a better year than 2 Chainz.
Yes.
This guy never rated Nav.
I'm not gonna lie. I never rated Nav.
Since the first.
I always thought this guy was just an elementary. I thought he just delivered some elementary bars and just
what?
Like,
no,
bro. I was like, what is this guy saying, man? But I can't even lie. This album was.
Nav has some secondary school bars.
But still, like, they still hit.
This album was
like, I was telling you last week, Nav is the Canadian Gunna. I don't care what you say. Like, that's just how it is.
Well, he has the same flow as Gunna.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that song, when it went together, when it went, like, back-to-back on the thing, oh, that was a crazy song.
I liked how Gunna came in on that song.
That was a very good song.
If you think about it, Nav, Gunna, it's like Nav, Gunna, and then Nav, Lil Uzi, then Lil Uzi, Carti, then Playboy, Carti, and Gunna. Like, they all have this bromance.
Just do a collaboration album.
But yeah. I think one of the most underrated songs on Nav's album is the one with Lil Durk.
That song was good.
To be honest, I haven't even finished listening to the whole album. I'm like, I'm still, like, I like, from the top to Price on My Head, I stopped and I looped back. Because that's the first half. So good. And it just took them, like, 6 days to drop a deluxe album with 7 or 8 new tracks. And they're all fire.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Nav. I can't believe he was actually thinking of dropping
Price on My Head.
What's it called? For real, that's the weekend song.
Bro, that's the weekend song. That song is so good.
That's the weekend song. That's not even.
Yeah, that's weekend song.
That was the first song off the album that I heard. So like, oh, it's
because
so
the weekend really took half of the song, probably more than.
I've only got a verse.
Song.
Yeah, even in the first track they ever had together, some way, it's mostly weekend. The weekend Nav has a verse.
Yeah.
Bro, the weekend is great, man.
Giving him some hits. Great. It is what it is. Gotta say, like, and his North American, he's gonna have a tour soon. Are you guys gonna reach that?
Nav?
Yeah. Or is it like just depending on who comes on tour with him?
No, it doesn't even depend.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
There's so many factors involved in that.
I don't know if I'd go for a Nav concert.
Like what?
Nav doesn't.
Forgetting the fact that he's a bad performer.
No, like, bro. If he was bringing like Gunna, like Future, like, oh, come on. If he was bringing names, bro, I'm gonna go obviously. But like.
Yeah, but like if we're talking about alone, I don't know.
I wouldn't go. Yeah, man.
Obviously, he wouldn't be alone if he's planning on like a North American tour.
But who'd he go with?
I feel like he'd go with Gunna.
No.
But those guys have tours of theirs as well.
What?
Because Nav is having his own independent tour. And Gunna is having his.
Gunna is having his too.
Unless they want to do like crossover where they meet together.
They probably do a crossover tour. It's kind of like,
I feel like if he's going to go on tour, he'd probably go with.
Probably go with ADA Glam.
Yes.
It's Canadian guys, EXO Boys as well. The Weeknd would probably follow him. I just.
The Weeknd does so. Arenas.
Nah, if the Weeknd goes with him, then the Weeknd's gonna overtake him. Basically,
it's just in one city, you know. Like, it's probably gonna be in Toronto as well. When all those guys will come out.
I still feel like Gunna will join him, or maybe Lil Uzi.
I don't see if Habits with Lil Uzi couldn't come out. I doubt.
How about Belly?
Belly isn't on EXO anymore.
He's not?
He's not?
No, he's not on EXO anymore.
Wait, what?
I'm sure Belly isn't on EXO anymore.
Why'd you say that? He is, but why would you say that? Like, I checked before I came in here.
I don't think he's on EXO anymore.
Because?
There's no because.
No, then why would you say he's not on EXO?
I don't think he's on EXO anymore.
You just don't think he's on EXO?
I'm sure he's not EXO.
There should be a reason for your.
There's no reason. I just feel like Belly's in.
Because he's not posting.
No, I just feel like Belly. Okay, Belly. Let's look.
Belly has been on EXO for
a while.
There's
no way he's not on EXO. I don't think he can survive without EXO.
Oh, they need each other.
Guys, his music isn't even that good. It's just there. Are you checking?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's on EXO and Rock Nation.
Jay-Z be making moves, man. Signing everybody.
But I don't really feel like he's on EXO, EXO. More Rock Nation.
Okay. Apart from that, there's just that I've been having. I want to talk to you guys about something today, like something else entirely. This YNW MLE murder on my mind.
That guy is a terrorist.
Personally, I once I heard the lyrics, like I said, I wouldn't be listening to this. But then one day, like my cousin, like I went to Brampton. I was on my way to Brampton, and he put it in and like blasted it up to like 100, and like the song is actually hard.
That song is deep.
It's hard and deep, like. Like just the melodies and everything, the way he just comes out, like is so hard.
Bro, that second verse when he was explaining the whole thing, like when he was like, bro, that thing was, it was so vivid.
I was like, yo, like,
bro, I almost cried when I heard it. I was crying. I was like, what the hell?
Like, I find it so hard to play the song right now, because no matter how hard it is, like I'm like, damn, you know, you're talking about like taking your life and stuff. And like the way he's able to describe it vividly and stuff. Like I feel like he should go to jail and like maybe come back in like 20 years or something.
And but didn't you hear? Apparently he killed his friends.
Right? Yeah, he did. So like,
he was talking out of experience, pure experience.
But just the way you're able to like describe it so vividly, and I put it in a song, and like this song is now climbing charts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then we still promote no violence, and like I won't say we shit on people who carry guns around, who kill people, who commit murder. We actually kind of do. But then still, the song is still climbing charts.
It's like, I mean, people like what they like. I don't know. You have to, when you enjoy that kind of thing, you just enjoy it. But the song is fire. I'm not even going to lie. No matter what he says, no matter what the message is, the song is fire. But then what you still have to think about the message as well.
Yeah.
You still have to think about the message, no matter what.
I've never really listened to the song.
Like, you've never listened to it? Oh, you should.
I've listened to it, but I just haven't like sat down to listen to it properly. But yeah, what B.A. said.
But it's just, I just find it so funny, but like, how it's still climbing charts, like people still making a lot of noise everywhere.
Mm. People like stupid stuff, man. Like, everyone knows.
Because the song is good and it's catchy.
The song is catchy, yeah. The
song is catchy.
What do you think about the Cardi B thing?
Cardi B was drugging people, stealing money.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
Do you feel like she should be cancelled for that?
Yes.
Obviously, like, I mean, yes, why yes. not?
There's no reason not to.
There's no reason not to, but at the same time, like, I've seen people do worse. And not get cancelled, so like,
yeah, but still, that
doesn't excuse anything.
It doesn't excuse,
like, even though she spoke out about it, and she's like, and she feels like she knows what she did was wrong.
No, still,
still,
because then she's just looking for sympathy. Because then,
imagine, wait, do we know who the guy? Do we know who the guy is?
No, there are multiple people.
Oh, there are multiple.
She said he did it regularly.
There are multiple people, like, having saying that, oh, that you had. No money is not an excuse to drug people.
Even though she was like, it was all part of a hustle and everything.
That's not a hustle.
That's not a hustle.
That's not a hustle.
This leads me to asking, do you think it's possible to cancel a dead guy? Someone who's already dead. I'm talking about MJ, Michael Jackson. Do you feel like it's possible?
It's not even possible right now to cancel artists that are alive.
Like, you can't fully cancel. I don't know how to explain. You can't cancel anybody. Like,
okay, for example, R. Kelly. Are you saying that, like, right now you don't play, like you still listen to R. Kelly?
I've never listened to R. Kelly.
I don't listen
not
to
even
R. Kelly.
Once, just like one track.
I've listened to R. Kelly before, but like I don't.
Like, it's not.
Okay, I've listened to one track because someone has played it for me to tell me that guy was a musical genius. Like, he actually is very good.
But you yourself, you wouldn't.
I can't listen. I can't bring myself to listen to R. Kelly.
No, like before all this, you're just, like before all the news.
I don't like. Let's say I've played like one, two songs, but like I don't listen to R. Kelly.
On, you guys need to.
Bro, see, I'm not even gonna lie. R. Kelly's music. That guy, he was a musical genius, but he's a weird human being, and I promise you, that guy is a criminal. Guy deserves to rot in jail for everything he did. Let him keep making music for jail, from the jail rather.
I don't listen to R. Kelly.
Okay. But yeah, like canceling people, you can't even like. R. Kelly isn't fully canceled because he still has a lot of fans, no matter what people say. People play his music. My roommate plays his music regularly.
Still, okay. Okay. So back to canceling that guy. You also don't think it's possible.
I don't think it's possible to cancel.
It's not possible. Do you guys listen to Michael Jackson also frequently?
I used to.
Not even that Drake song.
That song is hard, that's probably the only song
I listen to.
But like, MJ could have gone harder on that song, I promise you.
I mean, he's a dead guy. He just took all his like old recordings. I feel
like Weeknd and Michael Jackson sound alike.
No, they do. Imagine that. Oh wow, the Weeknd would have killed that track.
He would have
if he had that track. Recording. Oh wow.
I actually want to hear the Weeknd and Michael Jackson on this song. That's actually crazy.
What are we rocking with, EXO or OVO? Are we EXO boys?
Those EXO boys are hard. EXO?
EXO.
Are you seeing like together as a collective, like all the artists, or?
EXO is the better label.
But what's the bigger label?
OVO is obviously the bigger label.
You still think OVO, you think EXO is the bigger label?
I feel like EXO is the bigger label.
OVO is the bigger label than EXO.
Apart from that Toronto Raptors building, all of that, apart from Drake, I don't really see EXO to be something as big. Because Party Next has even reached.
We're talking about collective.
How many guys
are in OVO? EXO.
Actually, EXO joins, what's it called? They signed a new guy last year.
Atlas.
Yeah. But yeah, back to OVO. They have a lot of people on OVO. Actually, not a lot, but a good amount. Mm. More than EXO.
You don't hear about them so much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say.
One of them are enjoying their lives, my guy.
EXO.
That guy, all he does is to write. He just writes bangers for everybody.
Yeah, bro.
But he hasn't. Like, did you hear about the snippet he released with Rihanna?
I don't want to hear anything until he brings it out. No, okay.
Probably gonna come out again this year, the way stuff.
Maybe.
But you know, he wrote that Rihanna song, that work song.
I'm anticipating. That's
a sweet guy.
Like I need new partner for music.
Apparently, Lil Yachty wrote Act Up.
So yeah, I'm surprised Lil Yachty can write songs.
Wait, what's Act Up?
By Sissy Girls.
Nah, I won't be surprised.
I won't be surprised.
I believe him like learning songs. That his first mixtape. If he was the only one, like obviously producer and everything, but if he wrote everything on that first mixtape, I believe that I can see him as a writer. Yeah. I don't even see him as a rapper anymore. Like, I feel like his rap career is over.
He has tried honestly. I actually rate him for what he did. That's his very first song. That one night song. Oh my god. That song will stay with me forever because I love that song for some reason.
I just feel like Lil Yachty's career, like rap year, is over now. But he should just find business ventures to invest in. Mm-hmm. But like if he's a writer, I believe that writer, producer, yeah. But I can't remember the last Lil Yachty song I played. Get Dripped. But is it called Get Dripped or the song with Playboi Carti?
I think so. Something dripped.
Chevy, you love you, man.
I mean, what kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is.
You know, the car to go way back.
Yo.
We didn't
finish talking about this yesterday, but, like, do you... actually, I'm going to ask IB. Do you think Young Thug would be as big as Future or even bigger if he did tours or did shows? Because the man doesn't do shows or tours.
I am a Young Thug fan, first of all. Let me start by saying that Young Thug is better than Future.
Oh,
when it comes to making music, just tell ourselves the truth. Young Thug is a genius.
Okay.
Secondly,
but are you saying Young Thug is better?
He's better than Future when it comes to making bangers.
How?
Please.
Let's but actually, he is. Yeah, he is. You still won't believe he is,
his,
but
his musical techniques.
How do you say Young Thug is
wonderful?
To be honest, I believe they're on the same level of like in producing music.
Young Thug, that they said that the guy he remembers every single ad lib he uses in all his songs. Like he can literally make an ad lib like 4 weeks. Like he'll make an ad lib one day. 4 weeks later, he'll come and say, okay, I want that ad-lib I made that day and put it on this song. Boom. The thing will now sound mad. Who can get on that level, guy?
Are you serious?
Yes. That's Young Thug. Or Future. Yeah. Future is still my good. I'm not lying.
Future is really good.
Yes.
His voice sounds so nice, man.
So you're saying that if Young Thug did tours and everything?
If Young Thug did tours, he'll be way bigger than Future. If Young Thug did anything, he'll be the best. I promise you. Think about the all these guys that everyone likes now came out of Young Thug. Like they came up with Young Thug, Lil Durk, Gunna, Lil Baby, all of them.
Lil Key.
I feel like he's too busy running his label.
Yeah.
To be doing tours and all that.
Why? I just feel like he's a bad performer too.
He looks like a very bad performer.
He doesn't seem like a.
Speaking of, what about this guy? The other guy that was coming up with him.
Rich Homie Quan. Best duo ever.
Well, it's so sad what happened to him.
Best.
Anyway, he's a born again Christian.
Yeah, he is.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
He dropped an album last year. Rich in Spirit. And he's just preaching. It was okay. But still, like no matter like how hard like the duos we're getting right now, like the collab albums, the collab singles and everything, there's no duo better than the Rich Homie Quan. Nah.
Gunna and Lil Baby.
Gunna and Lil Baby is
Gunna and Lil Baby are actually fire.
There's literally Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Those
what?
Guys, they can't even get themselves together, man. I'm
no.
No, guy, but that's their album. That's their album with the greatest album I've ever been made.
Watch the Throne. No. No.
Watch the Throne. Followed by, actually, it's Illmatic followed by Watch the Throne. Greatest album ever.
I can fight anyone on this. No.
Okay.
There's no way.
How?
Have you listened to, what's it called? Rich Gang's The Tour.
I don't really part need one. To listen.
So you need to listen. That's how else are you going to know which is better?
I'm very sure that.
Oh my God!
Watch the Throne.
Go back. No, go back. Go to SoundCloud because it's not even anywhere. It's only on SoundCloud now. Listen to Rich Gang The Tour Part 1 and 2. I'm telling you. This was even before Slime Season. That's how good it was. There's no better duo than Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan. What's Jay-Z and Kanye West?
No, but Jay-Z and Kanye West are legends.
No, they're legendary, but then they don't compare. Only if they actually perform, like, I'm telling you, like, if these guys actually did shows.
Jay, chill.
Sell out.
What more can I say?
Weren't they, like, when they're supposed to release Watch the Throne Part 2?
I can't even find the album anywhere anymore, and it's annoying me.
What?
I can't.
It's not even an Apple Music anymore.
No, I don't think it's an Apple Music.
Watch the Throne. Yeah. I still have it.
I have to buy it now.
Yeah, just.
No, I'm going. I have to check. I don't think it should still be on.
Because if Jay-Z's whole discography, I can't find anything anyway.
Yeah, he removed everything from Apple Music.
I really hate that game.
Fam, Watch the Throne is still here. Title.
It's still there.
Oh.
Okay, maybe I'm even more.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe all his old stuff isn't on.
I know he removed some of his stuff from Apple Music.
Yeah. But I keep looking for that Death of Autotune song. I can't find it.
Yo, if the only way I can listen to Lil Uzi is on Tidal, I guess I'm gonna have to cancel my subscription, my Apple Music subscription, and just switch over to Tidal.
You should have canceled the Apple Music long ago and switched to Spotify, because Apple Music is trash. That's still ourselves the truth.
Loki is. You can't even compare playlists like Spotify, make a whole bunch of
playlists. When I make a playlist on Spotify, it's always wonderful. My Apple Music, too much stress.
Yeah, it's like it's harder to make playlists on Apple Music.
I don't know. I just like Apple Music.
The only thing I feel like the only thing that Apple Music do better is just like the exclusivity, like in terms of music videos, unlike the radios.
I don't like the dark mode on Spotify. I don't like how it's dark.
That's your only beef with it?
No, so I just prefer Apple Music.
Yo, I've actually listened to that Solange album now, from top to bottom. I have to say, it actually is a vibe.
It's good.
Yeah, I feel like every time I've listened to it, I never skip a song. Like, I've never skipped a song, or like I have to start from the beginning. Apart from a few songs, it's just like one of those albums where you have to listen to it from top to bottom. You can't just select a song. It's a serious vibe. I still don't get her aesthetic though. Like, I feel like most of the shit she does is just really unnecessary. But.
Like what?
Like, cause like I was like, you know what? Like, so I've never really like taken my time to like really listen to Solange. Even that first album, I haven't listened to anything from it ever. But like a friend of mine sent me does, I don't know, she did something to like explain like her inspiration, but like her inspiration for the album and all, like just the way like how she came about with the music video she did for Almeida and everything. And I was like, I don't get it. Like, it was just everything was just all confusing and all over the place. Like, I feel like music videos are becoming more complicated, or like people try so hard to try this aesthetic stuff shit that they like with the cars and the moving of people. Like, I just want like to watch a simple music video, not all this like hype stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is art. That's just the wonderful beauty of art. It's very subjective.
True, most people don't understand. I'm not able to understand it. I guess I'm not that type of person to be able to break down music video or stuff.
Yeah.
Or even lyrics still.
I can just appreciate it. Better to appreciate from afar.
Yeah.
If it was nice, you know, whatever inspiration was, whatever gave her that, you know, the drive to make such beautiful music, then we have to thank God for it.
Yo, Mitchell, please, can you play Dream for me? Can we go on a break right now? Like, I just need to enjoy the sun, like, that's coming in. Just play Dreams. Sorry about that. We kind of fell asleep for a while, but we're back. I just want to say shout out to all our listeners, all the people who tune in weekly to listen to us. You guys are real ones, and I don't know about all you guys, but I love you guys. I love every single one of you who takes an hour out of their day on a Friday to listen to us. Hopefully, next year, if we're still on here, we'll have more content to give you guys something more entertaining.
Yeah.
But yo, I forgot to even ask you. You guys listen to the Rich the Kid album, right?
I haven't, no.
Just a few songs.
How is it so far? Like, from what you've heard?
It's good. I know it's good.
You know it's gonna be a good album.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel about Rich the Kid? How'd you feel about Rich the Kid in general, man?
He's good. He's good. His first album, even from the mixtape with Dex and
Jake Rich.
Yeah, you can tell he's good.
Do you feel like he's trying to become mainstream like?
Yeah, I feel like the aim is to become mainstream.
I feel like not necessarily to
become popular.
To become popular, yeah. But in terms of mainstream, like when I hear the term mainstream, to me it means like whatever you put out, everyone's gonna like gravitate to it. Everyone's gonna love it.
Yeah.
But in the same sense, like for example, there are artists right now who are really popular, but are not really mainstream, because not everyone really gravitates to everything they put out, even though we address them as so called geniuses. For example, I would say Kanye West. Actually, no, that's not a good example.
Mm-hmm.
someone like Young Thug or Future.
Yeah.
They're popular and everything, but no one really gravitates to their music exactly like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I'm asking. Do you think?
Well, how many artists are mainstream that people gravitate
to their music? Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B. Cardi B's kind of entered that realm now.
Mm-hmm.
Where anything she puts out, everyone's gonna listen to. Drake.
Drake is the most mainstream artist. Yeah. Ever. Ever.
Dram.
No.
Even though don't think he's Big Baby Dram. No. Okay, how about Nicki Minaj? Mm. Do you think she's kind of, not even like a bit?
I think she's kind of mainstream, yeah.
Kind of.
Okay, the Migos.
Definitely mainstream.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Culture 2 is trash, but people still listen to it.
I mean, they will listen to anything the Migos put out at this point, because they're the Migos, so.
How about, let me bring up one more example. Khaled.
No, I don't think it's made.
Well, I feel like people do. I don't, but like, it's probably mainstream for people.
Okay, one more example, Logic.
I used to like Logic so much, man. I used to like him so much. When he had that Under Pressure album, wonderful album, then he became sensitive and soft.
Yeah. Actually, I have two more examples. Now, Big Sean and Russ. Even though we haven't gotten a Big Sean album in about, I think, a year or 2 years.
I don't think Big Sean is
Big Sean is a mainstream, man. See, to be honest with you, Big Sean, he does have swag, man, guy. That's just
true. I don't think he's good.
He's like, rapping too, it's just weird.
Nah, Big Sean weird.
I think Big Sean is kind of weird, man. Like, it's like, bro. When he had that thing with, like, the whole album, Metro Booming.
Yeah, people said that he wasted Metro's beats.
He really wasted the beats. Did? I think so. I think he wasted the beats.
Yeah, I haven't even listened to that album yet.
Like, Big Sean, I don't know, man. He had his time, but his time is up.
Yeah. Maybe the first 2-3 albums, yes, those were it, but...
Oh, he's still a legend. I won't hold that to anyone.
You already think you already think he's a legend.
I think he's a legend, guy. Sean John. Big Sean. That guy is a flipping legend, I promise you.
Oh, well. Okay, Jay-Z. Do you also think Jay-Z is kind of mainstream? I don't think he is. I just think he's just well-known.
Well, I mean, like, it depends on, like, what he drops, right? Like, he's really well-known. I don't think... Yeah, actually, I agree with you. I don't think he's mainstream.
Okay, Beyonce.
Beyonce is definitely mainstream. Everyone's going to listen to what Beyonce puts out.
Oh, did you listen to the Carters, the album they dropped?
The album, yeah.
Carters. I listened to it.
I didn't think it was... people overhyped that thing, man, because obviously it's Beyonce.
I don't think... No, people really didn't hype it, I guess.
Oh,
that's... Because people didn't really hype it like that because then it debuted number 2 on Billboard and everything. I don't think people hyped this.
No, so you actually think it's good?
Well, I haven't listened to it. I've only listened to a few songs, but I don't feel like it was overhyped. You said like it was overhyped. I don't feel like it was overhyped at all.
But don't you feel like whatever Beyonce puts out, everyone's going to listen to it no matter what?
Yeah, but
it's you don't think overhyped. It's overhyped?
No.
I think it's well deserved.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like Jay-Z's most underrated album is Magna Carta.
Jay-Z has some very wonderful music, like songs. The man can rap. I won't even lie to anyone, man. Yeah. The man can rap. He can really rap. I used to think that Jay-Z was a devil worshipper.
Still do, to be honest. Still do. So mad people are
saying. I used to think that he was a devil worshipper. Because he had that triangle thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I even forgot. Like, apparently, Burna Boy dropped an EP with some other guy.
That video was wonderful, man. Huh? I literally, like, I've rinsed the whole thing.
It's 4 tracks.
Every single day.
DJ still in couple.
Yeah, DJ DS.
I've only listened to the first song on it, but apparently, like, everyone's like, he's switching up his flow.
Darko is the best song on that.
Darko?
Yeah.
Not even 34.
No, 34 is crazy. It's a crazy song. But apparently most people like Innocent Man.
Why? Because...
I don't know. He had a lot of like he was switching his flow a lot in that one, so...
Yeah, this man, he's really gunning for Wizkid and Davido.
See, Burna Boy is the African Giants guy. That's just the fact.
Nah, not yet.
He's the African Giant.
Not yet. Still getting there.
I think he has deserved everything, man.
But I feel like after Burna Boy, the next person that's going to come up is Runtown.
Runtown.
Because their music is kind of similar, but what's it called? But like no one's really like gone into him yet. Or Runtown hasn't really released anything.
Yeah, he needs to release something very solid.
Something very solid, man. We talk way too much about rap music and this thing. Man. I'm trying to get Mitchell into like other types of music, like apart from the alternative and everything, like rock music.
Huh?
I'm trying to get you into rock music, man. In time.
Do you listen to rock?
Yeah, man.
Like, what kind of rock? Like, hard rock?
No. Just, like, I won't even say it's hard rock. Maybe there's only one hard rock band I listen to. But apart from that, I listen to, like soft. It's kind of soft, but still, it's really good.
You listen to country?
Yeah.
You listen to country?
I do.
That was very surprising.
No, man, I think I've actually fallen in love with music now. I'm, like, really falling in love in terms where, like, I'm branching out to different types now, apart from country. But, like, every type, like, I have jazz, I have, like, psychedelic jazz music in my library. Like, I just actually got into that last week. Someone put me on, like, a friend of mine put me on, and I was like, wow, this is wild. It's not even, like, people, it's not even, they don't even talk on their tracks. It's just, like... It's just the percussion and the piano and the drums and the saxophone and trumpets. Everything just linking together.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it sick. Did you guys used to watch Everyday Struggle? Did you ever used to watch Everyday Struggle?
Yeah, that's the one with what's it called? Complex Guys.
Yeah, the Complex Guys.
Just like a few times. A few times, yeah.
A few times before... Before the Joe, before like the main,
a few times after Joe Budden, but not really
followed into it. I wonder why it's in a solo show. Because I feel like we've already touched on everything I had.
I think Joe Budden actually made that show.
Yeah, it kind of did. Like when he left, because like after like, because when I heard about it, then I used to follow up with it every single week, every Wednesday and everything. When they fired him, I went to his podcast. And, like the guy actually has fire content. Like,
yeah,
and he touches everything.
Budden is a funny guy.
I wonder, like people's. I didn't even believe he used to rap because, like, he doesn't look like the type
to rap.
To rap.
Well, a long time ago,
like, he used to sign. He was signed to what's it called? 50 Cent, was it 50 Cent? But he was in a rap group, 50 Cent and DMX and The Game together.
For imagine that group, oh my god.
And like they had a falling out and like he was the only one that went down, like way down.
Well, they kind of all, except 50 Cent, the rest of
50 Cent still making mad money too, though.
That guy is the luckiest guy that's ever, luckiest man that's ever crossed the face of the earth. That guy has gone bankrupt like 4 times.
Still come back up.
Still, he always comes back.
Oh, is Power still going on?
I think so.
Like, cause I, oh man.
I don't know. I stopped following Power a long time ago.
Fam, how come?
I don't know, honestly. I just couldn't, like, I feel I'm just gonna continue.
Power is sick.
You think it's as good as Game of Thrones?
No. Cause they're just 5 seasons in, or is it 5-6? No, 5 seasons in, so cannot.
That's enough to compare.
But then, like, it kind of shows like his lifestyle before he got into rap.
Yeah,
that's why I like it. Like how he also, because I feel like the character he plays in the show like kind of mirrors how he is in real life.
Yeah, I guess it's true. The biggest troll I've ever seen in my life. 50.
Man, I feel like we've already touched on everything that we had. talk about today.
Yeah, we should come back next week talking about fashion.
Oh, I had something like I was gonna ask you about something, but I forgot. Oh yeah, I remember now. How is it? Cause like if you deep like Off-White now, like Virgil Abloh and everything, the shoes he brings out, right? Aren't they kind of deconstructed, right? In the sense where like they're not like, I wouldn't even say they're designer, but then this man literally just like rips off the tick off a Nike shoe and just like staples it back or tapes it back, right? And then like where the logos where it says like Nike Air and everything, he just like takes it like, cause like they have a designer kind of style or design. And
do
then
you mean for Off-White or for Nike?
No, for Nike. Like I'm getting somewhere. Just trying like pay attention and see my point. But like he just takes a shoe and makes it as simple as possible, but it's still hype.
Yeah.
Haven't you noticed that a lot of people are trying to do the same thing now? Or a lot of people are doing the same thing now.
Like?
How, like, people are more interested in a simple kind of style.
Yeah.
Than something that's really hyped up. More people are interested in, like, a simple kind of style. Do you get my point?
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But, like, it's not only him now that's kind of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, people have been doing it for a while, kind of like with Supreme. People, like, were really into, like, just a box logo tee.
Yeah.
But why is that?
I don't know. Sometimes it's less is...
Less is more.
Less is more. Less looks more quality. It's not every time you want to wear. Like, let's say...
Sometimes less is more, actually.
Less looks better sometimes. If you know what I'm saying.
Like if you had their logo like all over the whole like damn hoodie, like
even a logo exactly, but like
so if you have too much going on.
Like if you deconstruct, like let's say you have someone wearing so much designer and everything on them and then like it's really flashy. I feel like personally for me, like that's not something I do.
Because you can probably even do this yourself. Like the Vans you're wearing now, if you take out the white line and like kind of change it up or switch it up or just like staple it back, but like make sure the staple outline shows, people would think it's hype.
It's hype?
Yeah.
It depends on the delivery.
Yeah, it depends on delivery. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It can look goofy.
That's what I'm saying. Or like not even like staples, but just tape, or like you change the color of your. Or you just change the way you have your shoelaces, tied. People would actually be like, "What?" But like, my question is like, why?
Why?
Yeah, like for example, I've never been into like the Supreme box logo tees or even the Off-White shoes. They're hype, but then I won't go out of my way to go get them.
People's choices. Change over time.
People's choices,
like
or
when you have,
or it just has to do. Yeah. Do you think it's people's choices?
Or like that's just what they see more.
Yes. But do you think it's people's choices, or when you have someone big or someone who?
I think it's like a lot of code, like influence.
Yeah.
From
yeah, if you have if there's a lot of influence, that's when people gravitate
like
to it.
Off-White, those Off-White shoes were.
I'm just using Off-White as an example. There are so many other people that do the same thing, but I'm just using them as an example because
Off-White is the best example.
Mm. I think people are only getting it just because like it's co-signed by so many people.
Yeah. Exactly. But who else? Who else has been able to deconstruct like a piece of clothing
a cold
and change
wall.
It to something else?
A cold wall. Yeah.
But
Nike
cold
did
wall, it. A cold wall is a brand itself.
But they deconstruct a lot of clothes. They did it with the Air Forces too.
Yeah. But like that didn't even look nice.
You don't think it looked nice?
It didn't look nice.
Actually, no, you're not even the right person to ask because I know you, like, you're not one of those people that gravitate to whatever, like, you don't, like, you know how, like, a lot of people, like, once they see, like, a big drop, like, Supreme, everyone goes to it, like, you're not that type of person. that just goes to stuff like that.
It called, like, I saw the shoes, and then they just look like Air Forces, but then it's just like they remove everything, and then it doesn't look nice.
You don't think it looks nice?
I don't think it looks nice. Like, the Air Forces don't look nice. Maybe the other ones, because of this thing that...
I wish Michael was here right now. He would give me a really good example. But there, I know that for sure, like, there are other brands that do the same thing. You know what? I have to pull up my phone right now to check. Like, apart from a cold wall, even... But what is it about, like, having a less simple style? Like, a simple stuff, like a simple, like, more is less, like you said.
Less
is more.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, would you prefer to wear so much or less?
What if later
on in the future, like, people start, like, this designer comes out and just starts producing more?
Like, it doesn't.
Do you think you would gravitate to it?
Okay.
Like, with mad designs.
Do you mean how Michael dresses?
No, Michael dresses a simple way. I don't. Maybe sometimes he goes overboard, but then most of the time it's a simple way.
When I say simple, I mean, like, okay, you wear. Let's say, you wouldn't wear, like. It's a lot, but it's not so much.
Like, you wear a vest, then you wear a jacket, then you wear, like, a hoodie. Like, do you mean...
No, not in that way, but, like, I feel like Michael adds to what his... to, like, how he dresses, anyway. I can't really...
What do you mean, adds? Or, like, he, like, customs, like...
Not even custom, but, like, you can tell that Michael is... Like, there are some people that how they dress, you can tell that they're about it. That they're about, like, they're really into fashion and everything.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
And, like, are you saying, like, there are people who aren't really, but because of what they see around them, they kind of get from that.
No. Okay, let's say, Abi, you see someone, and then you, like, you, how the person is dressing, you could tell that the person is really into fashion.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. But then you see other people, like, they don't dress as much, but, like, they are into it, if you get what I'm saying, in a sense.
I do, I understand. I'm just wondering if it's more of, like, an influence thing, or it's just...
I wouldn't say it's an influence, I just think people are really interested in something like that. People get interested
because even with the Jordan 1s now, that's another example. It's a simple design, but people just find, like, it's a really simple shoe. Same with Vans are really simple, but actually those are in different levels. But people come up with different colorways for them, and they're still selling out.
Yeah, because it's simplistic, but it's good.
It looks good, man. If it looks good, then it is what it is. And most of the time, simple stuff looks better than, like, when you overdo things.
So you don't have, in your closet right now, you don't have anything that's, like, supposed to wear, like, eccentric or, like, all over the place.
No, I don't like, let's say, like, if I enter a room, I wouldn't want, like, to be, like, that's all of attention. I don't know. Like, even with how I dress, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, like, think of those, you know, the shoes that 2 Chainz dropped with
Versace.
Like, I think those are too much.
I think they're too much. Like, there are only a few, like, designer shoes. Also, all these shoes that you see that I wear.
Yeah, that's it. Even those ones that everyone wears, the Balenciagas. Those big ones.
I really
don't like them. I think they look like clown shoes.
I feel like I'd only wear those product
Cloudburst, yeah.
But, like, anything else, I don't really see myself wearing something so colorful, or if you get me.
Yeah.
Wow, but I don't know. There's something about those Cloudbursts that, like, they're actually beautiful shoes.
It's just the design, to be honest. But then again, it's because it's Prada. If anyone else made it, like Skechers,
yeah,
I feel like they're similar.
Like I said, Skechers are still coming up. Don't sleep on Skechers.
I feel like Skechers. I feel like if anyone else made this, it wouldn't look as good. It wouldn't sell.
Yeah,
just because it's Prada.
There's a certain prestige that comes with, like, designer names. That's why, like, you have to, if you want to make it, if you want to do a designer.
Yeah, that's why designer clothes sell for so much.
So are you saying, just because of the name. Are you saying that if, let's say, if rappers or influencers started wearing Skechers a lot, you still wouldn't wear Skechers?
Huh?
If, like, a lot of influencers started wearing Skechers,
I didn't wear their Skechers. It doesn't look nice. I'm not going to wear it.
Like, don't forget, like, those the shoes that 2 Chainz had with, has with Versace, people still don't wear it. I still don't see it anywhere. Like, or it's not making headlines.
A lot of people wear it, though. People wear it, but like, yo.
People wear it, but you've seen people.
I've seen people wear it. I haven't seen people face it. No, not UW.
Yeah. I see people buy it. I see people wear it. I see people, you know, reselling it. Like, oh, you know, 2 Chainz shoe Versace. And plus, like, you know, these guys, Domingos, them. And the ones that brought all that, those big, I hate those shoes, those big ones here, guys. I really dislike
those
them.
Those triple S's. Triple S's. Nav with them.
Exactly. Even Nigerian artists, what's his name, Zlatan, them, Davido, they like that shoe.
Yeah, true.
They love that shoe.
Wizkid is the only one that has style out of all of them.
Has what?
Apart from Burna Boy and Wizkid, all of them, they all dress the same.
Yes. Sort of. I mean, yeah. Yeah, Nigerian street styles now, you know, those kind of things. Everyone's wearing crosses. I actually like wearing crosses.
You do?
I don't really.
Everyone's wearing crosses now. Chokers, the earrings with the cross that comes, you know, the one that hangs down.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Isn't that what they call the alter style?
I don't know. It's kind of like a hybrid.
All those artists wearing.
Well, that's where they got it from.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but no, those long, like the ones you said, the long ones.
The ones that drop down.
I mostly see
those on those, what's it called?
Last person I saw is almost Rema.
Yeah.
That's who?
That Rema artist. And this guy. All those ones that rap. In Yoruba.
Oh, okay.
Ishepeteria artist. That's my guys over there. Almost like Zlatan. But Davido's style is so sweet, man. It's not the funniest thing ever. The guy will just wear jeans, one of the bulky shoes, and a designer t-shirt.
Yeah, and his shirt. That's just the vibe.
That's just it.
That's the vibe all the time for him.
Very simple, very expensive.
Yeah.
Man, I think we should just end the show right now. Man, we touched everything. You know?
Yeah, wonderful day. Wonderful, good show.
As one more said, I'm really hungry, so I'm gonna get some food. Yo, can you take us out with that Girls Need Love remix with Drake?
Thank you guys for having me once again.
So yeah, my guys. Have a good weekend, guys.
Bless up.
You can't find it. Honestly.